Hello, everyone. Welcome to this little club of ours, where all are welcome, where we assemble around this time each week to give over to music that takes hold of us. The hour is called Adagio, and I'm your host, Drew Darling. Most weeks on Adagio, there's an organizing principle that centers the program. And this week, as you might guess, it's all about gratitude. Gratitude is one of the highest states of being, and that this country sets work aside for a four-day weekend to bask in gratitude is one of the best things we do. A Shawnee warrior named Chief Tecumseh, who did all he could to establish a confederacy of Native American tribes to push back the U.S. advancements into their territory, left us these words of courage and gratitude in the face of utter defeat. "So live your life," he said, "that the fear of death can never enter your heart. Trouble no one about their religion. Respect others in their view and demand they respect yours. Love your life, perfect your life, beautify all things in your life. Seek to make your life long and that its purpose be in the service of your people. Prepare a noble death song for the day when you go over the great divide. Always give a word or a sign of salute when meeting or passing a friend, even a stranger, when in a lonely place. Show respect to all people. Grovel to none. When you arise in the morning, give thanks for the food and for the joy of living. If you see no reason to give thanks, the fault lies only in you. Abuse no one and no thing. For abuse turns the wise ones to fools and robs the spirit of its vision. When it comes your time to die, be not like those whose hearts are filled with the fear of death, so that when their time comes they weep and pray for a little more time to live their lives over again in a different way. Sing your death song and die like a hero going home." Here's one you might like. As the Dalai Lama often says, there are three main keys to happiness in this life. One is trying always to view our circumstances in a positive light. Another is expanding our capacity for kindness and generosity. And the third, ever sharpening our abilities to experience and to express gratitude. Numerous studies are out there that show people who actively focus on gratitude experience decreased levels of depression, higher levels of well-being, increased trust in strangers, and, not surprisingly, better sleep.
Every night he'd come to me, I'd cook for him, I'd pour his tea. I was in my 30s then, had made some money, lived with men. We'd lay us down, world is was I to know that this was always only just a little game to you? All the time I thought you gave your heart, I thought that I would do the same for you. Tell the truth, I think I should have seen it coming from a mile away. When the words you say are, baby, I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall in love. If I gave a thought to fascination, I would know it wasn't right to care. Logic doesn't seem to mind that I am fascinated by a love affair. Still, my heart would benefit from a little tenderness from time to time. But never mind, 'cause baby, I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall in love. Maybe I should hold on just a moment and be sure it's not for vanity. Look me in the eye and tell me love is never based upon insanity. My heart is beating, hurry up, the moment's fleeting. Kiss me now, don't ask me how, 'cause baby, I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall. Baby, I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall. And I would never tell if you became a fool and fell in love. Hello,
it's me again, butting in here to remind you it's Adagio you've got dialed up. An hour-long program that airs here each week at this time, featuring music of a slowed-down, bluesy, spacious nature, where the space between the notes is as important as the notes themselves. One week it has a classical bend to it, next week it might be more jazz or blues or what have you, so long as it has that, I don't know what you call it, that deep and intentional touch to it. And if you've missed anything and would like to catch up with this week's or past programs, check out our website, radioadagio.com, where you will find a complete playlist for this week's program as well as an archive of earlier ones. All there for you, free of charge, anytime you like. My little gift of beauty to the world. That's Radio Adagio, where you'll also find a contact link in case you'd like to get in touch with suggestions or comments.
I see trees that are green, red roses too. Watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, white, bright, blessed day.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. But I can't see a thing in the stars.
here, and so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all
you made me feel. sempre il sogno mio d'amore. L'ora è fuggita e io sperata e muoio disperata.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentles all, that is the sum total of it for this week, except this final gem of gratitude by Eliza Gilkyson. Thank you once again for tuning in to your community radio station. I've been your host, Drew Darling. Here's to small but mighty and steadfast independent media, where a range of voices and opinions can still be heard. So, that's it. That's it for now. Have a great week, everyone. Come back to us this time next week for another Go at Adagio. Bye-bye.
The sun.